All right, well, the clock on the wall says 10:15, so I'm gonna go ahead and get started because I've got a lot to get through, and I wanna reward the folks who are here and ready to engage with me here. So, good morning, everyone. My name is Eric Svensson. I'm a program manager in the Fast Track team, and if I were to give you a job description of what I do, I essentially get to spend all day, every day, figuring out how to help the Fast Track Center help you get the most out of Office 365 and your investment in it. So we're going to cover a number of different things today. We'll drill down into a number of different details, but essentially we're going to talk about the things that you need to be successful with your investment in Office 365. We're not going to cover too much about the technology, so I'm not going to make distinctions about Office 365 versus EMS. We're going to talk about business value and how you can get the most value out of that investment, particularly around Office 365. But as you'll come to figure out, the technology really isn't important for what I'm going to be talking about today, and we'll get into that. We'll talk about how the Fast Track Center can help in terms of realizing that value for your investment. What are the practical steps that you can start to use today to make that journey successful, and what are the calls to actions and some resources. Along the way, I like the sessions that I do to be interactive, so if you have questions, please come up to the microphone because the session is being recorded. So if you have questions along the way, please step up and ask. If I start to feel like I'm going to run out of time, I may ask to hold the questions to the end, but let's assume for now that we can be somewhat interactive. So let me start off with a tale of two customers. These customers are not atypical from what I've seen in the last 4 to 5 years of my doing this kind of work. The question I'd want you to ask yourselves is, what kind of customer do you want to be? Or what kind of customer are you? Are you the onboarded customer? And we'll talk a little bit more about what a profile of an onboarded customer looks like. One that has a little bit of adoption, a little bit of growth over 90 days, a couple months. Or do you want to be one that's focused on business outcomes, business value, that sees the value in collaboration and how that ties, how the business goals that you're striving for and the capabilities that Office 365 provides ties together and allows all of that capability to be used successfully. So let's talk about the great onboarded. This is a customer, and this is a composite customer, but this is a type of customer that I've seen all too frequently in my years doing this kind of work. Contoso Manufacturing, about a 1,000 person company, is a parts manufacturer. They engage the IT team to onboard to Office 365, Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, Skype for Business. And they came to the success, to the Fast Track Center specifically to do the onboarding and have us help them do that. But only the onboarding piece. So, here's the result. And again, this is not a specific customer, but this is a composite of customers that I've seen in the past. They got minimal service usage after launch. They got some pickup of SharePoint, but it stayed relatively flat. And they actually saw declining use of Skype over time. So they got a little bit of use and then a little bit of excitement, and then it fell off. So what happened? First off, the reason why Office 365 was bought for the business wasn't clearly understood or communicated to the people within the organization. Just showed up one day. Maybe they were told about it. Maybe they got an email saying, hey, this stuff is going to start to show up. The people who were most heavily invested or would have been most heavily invested in the successful outcome and would have benefited the most from this collaboration platform were not engaged. They weren't told and given an opportunity to understand the benefits that the collaboration platform provided, and how it would benefit the business. The departments in Contoso, they weren't made aware that this stuff was coming. They weren't made aware of the capabilities of SharePoint Online, Skype for Business, and Exchange Online, and the benefits that it could provide. And finally, they didn't understand what was changing. They didn't understand how that change would affect them. We're going to talk a little bit about the change piece, but let me plant this in your head for a second. If I were to tell you today, a change is coming to your world, saying nothing more than that, what's the first emotion that comes to your mind or comes to you? It's probably not, yay, a change is coming. It's probably a little bit of fear, right? Something in my world is changing. That's a natural reaction, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. So let's talk about what's needed. There's some fundamental truths that I want to lay upon you. And these are not specific to Office 365. They're not specific to technology at all. These are people things, right? Achieving success in anything really is a people and process challenge. You spent most of your time here at Ignite learning about great technologies, and they are truly great. But what we're talking about here is in that triangle that you may have seen over the years around people, process, and technology, this is a people and process challenge, getting your organization excited about and utilizing the capabilities of Office 365 or any technology that you might be putting in front of them. People in general need to know what's in it for them, right? Any change that you're introducing to anyone, they need to know how it's going to benefit them. They also naturally resist change. That exercise I just walked you through, it's a natural response. Probably somewhere in your lizard brain somewhere. I'm not a neuroscientist, but I would bet that there's research that would tell you that. There's also questions that I would want you to ask yourself on behalf of your organization that, again, I think are also valuable questions to always have uppermost in your mind as you go through this journey to Office 365 goodness. How is Office 365 going to benefit my business? What are those business outcomes that I'm striving for? Secondly, what needs to change within my organization so I can maximize the benefits? And finally, what does success look like? How do I measure it? So if you take anything away from this session, keep these ideas in your head around the foundational truths and these foundational questions, and you'll be off to a good start. Are you with me so far? All right. All right, so an exercise. If we're going to try to understand what value looks like, I always like to ask my customers, so what? Right? They tell me, you know, what they want to do, and I ask them, so what? And I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm trying to get them to a place where they're really, really aligning the capabilities that they're trying to deploy to the business value, the business outcomes that they're looking to achieve. So I've asked customers, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to migrate all my mailboxes to Exchange Online. Great, fantastic. Why? Are you in the business of migrating mail? Contoso Manufacturing is not in the business of migrating mailboxes. There are plenty of businesses out there that are, but Contoso Manufacturing is not in that business. They want to enable Skype for Business so they can send instant messages to each other. Fantastic, great. So what? How is that going to benefit the business? If I want to turn on SharePoint Online so I can put my documents in a centralized location out in the cloud, I'd again ask why. There's a so what question behind it. How about this? We want our product development cycles reduced by 15%. All right? I want my department to share design securely with my partners, and that's something we weren't able to do before. I want to reduce downtime. Was anybody in the session yesterday with Bob Davis and the customers, Carlsberg, Malta, Mott Davis, and CSC? All right. The woman from Malta Airlines specifically said one of her business goals was she couldn't have any downtime, no interruptions, no blips. They run an airline. Right? She wasn't talking speeds and feeds. She was talking real business imperatives. So downtime is critical. Critical systems have been reduced. All right, our organization has reduced travel costs by some percentage. So you can see that in here, we're now not talking about technology at all. We're talking about things that people care about within their business. So how does this all map out? Let's talk about what these components would look like. If anyone was in Scott Miller's session, was it yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, where he showed effectively a success formula. We think about that because we're in engineering. We think about it in very formulaic terms. But it is somewhat formulaic. But I'm going to paint the picture a little bit differently in terms of inputs, activities, and some outputs. So first off, coming into the Fast Track Center, coming into this process of realizing a business benefit like Office 365, come into it with a documented business reason, a clearly understood documented business reason that anybody would understand within your business. And come at it with intent. We'll talk about what these things are. We're going to drill down on them. But when I talk about intent, I mean that you have the resources and the time allotted to make sure that this rollout of Office 365 is going to be successful. And that you're also engaging the business owners, because if you move this along as purely a technical exercise, you might be the onboarded customer. And I say maybe, but you probably will be. You may get some adoption, but get those business owners to the table early on. And then we'll walk through a cycle here. And again, we're going to drill down on each of these, so I'm not going to spend too much time on each one. And I've numbered these, but you can do these out of order. They're they don't specifically have to be done in a specific order. But aligning the stakeholders, getting the people who are heavily vested in the successful outcome of Office 365, bring them to the table. Make sure they understand what's coming and why. Establish a launch date. Make sure that everybody on the team knows when the service or services are going to be made available. Create those scenarios. We'll talk a little bit more about scenario creation and what those are and why they benefit you. But essentially, a scenario is a story. It tells the story that bridges the gap between the capabilities Office 365 provides and what the business needs, and tells an emotion-laden story. Building awareness is effectively letting the people know, evangelizing the story of Office 365 and how it's going to benefit them, when it's going to be there, tying back to the launch date. Deliver training, make sure that everybody knows how to do it. And then most importantly in this whole thing is reinforce that training, all right? Make sure that you're reinforcing the fact that that not only do they know how to do it, but they are effective in doing it. I've met with numbers of customers who measure the effectiveness of their rollout by looking at how much training they provided, how many people went to training classes. Well, that's great. But if I went to a training class on Skype for Business, for example, and then 2 months later, Skype for Business shows up on my desktop, how effective do you think I'm going to be? maybe a little bit, but probably not as effective as if I continue to reinforce that training on and on. And then I'm also measuring success. We talked about the manage and measure thing. So I'm measuring success and then iterate again, because what's happening is most organizations are rolling out one service and then another and then another. They may pair some of them. It's very typical, for example, to do Exchange Online with Office Pro Plus. So you get all the goodness of the desktop platform with email. Great. And then they might do SharePoint or Skype or whatever they might do. I don't know too many organizations that do all at once. Be great, but not too many people do that. So that's why it's in a cycle. In the midst of all of this, helping people change is a critical element to the whole virtuous cycle. Because as we talked about before, people naturally resist change. We'll talk a little bit more about that, about techniques around managing change and managing resistance. But just look for those pockets of resistance in your organization. Sometimes it's very active. You get people who are like, I'm not using this stuff, you couldn't pay me to more passive. I tend to be a passive aggressive guy. It's just drives my family crazy. But I'll say, yeah, sure, sounds great, I'll use it. And then I don't. And then at the water cooler, I'll say, yeah, this stuff isn't very good. But that's just because I'm a passive aggressive guy and I resist change. I don't like change. So you gotta look for pockets of resistance and watch for that. And this is all gonna roll into a success plan. There's a general that said, I can't remember, I think it was Eisenhower who said, and I'll paraphrase, no war was ever fought without a plan, but no war was ever won according to plan. So the plan itself is not the goal. The plan is a vehicle to realizing the benefit, but you need a plan. And so when you come to the Fast Track Center, one of the first things we will do with you is help you create that success plan that ties all of these things together. And our Fast Track managers and our Fast Track engineers will work with you to structure that plan, make sure it's completely filled out and aligned, and then help you stepwise execute it. Everybody with me so far? All right. Am I doing on time? All right. So I'm going to quickly go through. So success owner. The success owner is the person who is accountable for getting value from the service. All right. They're the person who comes to the table and really knows why they bought the service in the first place. Launch date. Launch date is the date by which the service will be made available to some set of users. All right? It's not the date that you're starting the project, it's the date when some part of the service is going to be made available. Business reason and intent. We talked a little bit about this. The business reason is, why did I buy the service? And intent is I have the resources, the budget, to make it happen. It's an intentional action. Stakeholders, these are the people in your departments who have a vested interest in the successful outcome, and the successful outcome as measured by some business benefit, not by number of mailboxes migrated, not by number of desktops touched. As I said before, a scenario is a story, and a story can be told in any number of ways, but when you come to the Fast Track Center, we'll do a workshop with you that helps you build out these scenarios. And the way I like to define a scenario is it's got three parts, three chapters. It's got a person and a problem that I'm trying to solve. It's got a set of capabilities that are being made available. And then it's got a happy ending, a happy outcome that bridges. A scenario is a bridge between some business problem and some set of capabilities that are being provided. So now that I have those scenarios, now that I have that launch date, I create an awareness campaign that takes those stories, those scenarios, told in the business context of Contoso Manufacturing or your business, and conveys all of that in terms of, here's what's coming for you, here's what's coming for your benefit, and tells it in their terms so they understand what's in it for them, right? What that's going to do is help reduce the anxiety level, help reduce resistance, and help reinforce and manage change. Training's training, right? A lot of words here, but training's training. Making sure that everyone within your organization knows how to use the capabilities of the service. So let's talk about how we help people change, because this is a critical element to everything that we're trying to do here. There are a number of organizations out there that focus on change management, organizational change management as a discipline. The Fast Track Center is not one of them. However, what we do is we help you look for ways to help organizations change, your organization change through these other aspects of building scenarios, building awareness, and so forth. But I wanted to share this with you because this organization, ProSci, is one of the leading change management organizations out there. And they are in a research capacity. They do some training, but they're predominantly a research organization that looks at large, small, medium organizations and looks at where customers, where those companies are successful in implementing change and where they're not. And this is based on research that they've come up with in terms of, from 2016, in terms of what are the best contributors to implementing change within their organization, and what are the obstacles. I'm not going to go through each and every one, but I want to highlight a couple of them, because they tie into the things that I've just been talking about for the last 20 minutes or so. First off, having active and visible executive sponsorship. Right? That's the sponsor. Having them be visible to the organization throughout the change is very helpful. Having dedicated resources and funding, right? That's the intent piece. Making sure that you're not skimping on awareness, training, building those scenarios, helping grow momentum for why you're changing and why you're implementing this in the first place. Getting employee engagement and participation, right? That's, again, the awareness piece, making sure that they are engaged. You're looking for pockets of resistance, and you're watching for that. And the last one in the contributors I really want to touch on, because it's very important, engagement from middle management. So what they've found, and what we've found as well, is that the individuals who have the best impact and influence in helping an organization change are the direct supervisors, right? Not the CEO, not the executive VP, it's the middle managers, it's those direct supervisors. They're the ones who really will understand the nature of the change and be able to communicate it to their people. So what are some of the obstacles, right? First off, lack of effective change management sponsorship. If they don't have that sponsorship driven from the top, the whole structure could collapse. The manager and supervisor resistance. I just said the greatest contributor is the manager. And if they're the ones that are resisting, boy, they can poison the well pretty quickly. So working with them clearly and actively to get them on board is going to be really critical. And then resistance from change from the employees, which we talked about. Any questions about this so far? Making sense? All right. So, lest you think that I'm making this up or they're making this up, I said before that they are a research organization. All right. This is based on data that they collected from, I don't know how many thousands of customers, but a couple thousand customers, where they looked at customers who had effective change management programs and those that didn't. And those that did were able to realize the benefits of the project quicker and higher. So the dark blue talks to benefits realized faster and higher. And this is not about Office 365, remember. This is just change in general, about introducing change to the organization. So how can the Fast Track Center help? You've probably seen this slide, but I'll go over it very quickly. The Fast Track Center, the Fast Track is a benefit to you for qualified plans that you've purchased, right? E1, E3, E5, academic licenses. If you go to the Fast Track Center, there's a whole set. I can't keep them all straight in my head, but you can go up there and keep me honest there. But it's for any customer that is that has over 50 licenses. It includes Exchange Online, SharePoint, Skype, Yammer, Office Pro Plus. And if you have E5, that also includes Cloud PBX and Voice. What we'll also do within the Fast Track Center is if you have EMS, we'll help you with Intune and AEDP adoption and deployment as well. From a migration perspective, we will migrate Exchange Mail notes. For file migration, we'll do file shares mail from Box. I think that's about it as far as what the Fast Track Center does technically. Now, generally speaking, we do three things within the Fast Track Center. First off, we help you define a vision, right, for what you're trying to do. That's everything that we've just started talking about. Once you have that plan, the building blocks of that plan, then we help get you onboarded, right? Help you do all of the technical components of getting you safely and securely to the service. But then the real magic happens, where we help you and walk through, give you guidance in terms of getting the most out of the service and driving that value piece. And that's why it's also in a cycle, because what we want to do is once we've done one, let's do the next. We've had customers that started off with Exchange Online with an E1 plan, then they went to E3, now they might be going to E5. They went away for a few months, and then they come back to the Fast Track Center and say, hey, we want you to help us with Skype for Business and SharePoint Online now. Fantastic. We'll help. Yes, ma'am. So the question is are we, from a technical perspective, providing guidance, or are we actually doing the migration work? So yes, we will do the migration of data for you. Generally speaking, we will help and provide guidance for all of the things in your environment that you need to fix. So we're not going to come into your environment and fix the things that need to be fixed in order for Office 365 to work effectively. But we'll provide guidance and walk you through those steps. But when it comes time for data migration, we can do that for you.
So do you come in and talk to IT or IT the business and say, you know, let's talk about your day-to-day, what can happen, this is how you can enhance your productivity. Exactly what do you do? Is it a one or two meetings? Is it engagement? What is it?
So the question is what do we do as far as helping define business value? Do we work just with IT, or do we work with the business, or do we do both? Am I summarizing that correctly? Yeah, so We'll start off by doing a workshop, what we call a success workshop, where we'll sort of lay out everything that we've just talked about, all the components, and then we will engage with you as frequently as necessary, typically and in the best possible circumstances, with the business leaders within the organization, because they're the ones that understand what the business benefit is, why you bought Office 365 in the first place, to build those messages and build those scenarios, and then tie those to the awareness campaigns and all of those pieces that will then go out to the masses. So yes, we will help craft and define what those scenarios and what those messages should look like, and tie those to the capabilities of Office 365. That's right. Sorry, there's a question right here. Did you have a question? Sir, did you have a question? Yeah. Oh, I thought somebody over here did. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to derail you too much, but isn't the migration services 150?
Good point. Yes, I should have pointed that out. Yes, so there's an asterisk on this. A gentleman just corrected me. So for migration, for file migration and email migration, you need 150 seats. So sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry. So yes, it's at no cost, correct. What I like to tell people, though, is it's a benefit as part of the service. You're paying for the service, so it's not technically at no cost, but it's just part of the service. But yes, everything I'm talking about is included in your license. This is nothing you're paying for extra. All right, so I've got about 13 minutes left or so I do want to get through the rest of this. So some resources that we utilize, now these are resources that you can get to yourself. These are not secret hidden things, but this is utilizing what we call the Productivity Library on the Fast Track Center, where you can, once you have a scenario defined, you can look at your industry and the set of capabilities that you're trying to enable within your business and marry those two together to build those scenarios and use the Productivity Library as examples and kickstarters for building those stories. We've got some core scenarios, and we've got five specifically that align very closely to the services that Office 365 provides. We have those for EMS as well. Not the same ones, obviously, because this is a different set of scenarios. But these scenarios are frameworks. They're good jumping off points for starting, because nobody likes to start with a blank whiteboard or a blank sheet of paper. So these will get you started in terms of defining what the scenarios that are going to work best for you. From a training perspective, we've got live and on-demand training sessions. Now, the Fast Track Center doesn't do training. We don't train your people. We provide training resources, such as this. We will also connect you with partners that are excellent at doing training, and that's what they do. But we also have training resources out there in terms of videos, short videos, and so forth that you can make available to your users. And we've had customers that will use Office 365 video, the video service, for example, to stage those videos and make them available internally to their users and create that library. And then this is basically a listing on our Fast Track site of all of the resources that we have within that envision phase and within the drive value phase. And I'm not going to go through a ton of detail here because there's a lot there. But effectively, scenario by scenario, you can get hold of various resources in terms of videos and how-to guides and so forth in order to build that awareness campaign, build those training plans, build those scenarios, and make your organization successful. Speaking of awareness and communications, we also have highlights and teaser videos, first touch events, swag that you can provide, because this is what we've found, and I'm sure you'd probably agree, not one size fits all, right? Not only are organizations split up by industry, by size, But they're split up by culture, right? Every organization has its own culture. Some organizations respond really, really well to t-shirts and hats. Others respond really well to flyers and first touch events like brown bags, that sort of thing. Others just want an email notifying them that something's coming. Whatever is going to work in your culture, I think we have resources that can help provide that. So, practical next steps. I talked before about you can't manage what you can't measure. So one of the things that I want you to be able to do is now that the dust is settling on your Office 365 launch and successful rollout, how do you know if it's working? How do you know if it's successful? Well, certainly you can look at usage reports in the Office 365 Admin Center has a way to look at that. But what I really want you to do is take these questions that we looked at before and map those. Map those to areas where value would be found within your organization. All right? Is it a benefit of, is it an agility thing? Am I trying to be more agile within my organization? Am I trying to do something faster? Or am I trying to do something new that I wasn't able to do before? Do I have a compliance need that I didn't have before, that I had before and I couldn't realize, but now I can with these new capabilities? Did I have an issue with availability? One of the customers that was talking yesterday was talking about availability. I think it was the lady from Malta, right? They had a service contract and they had an outsourcer that wasn't providing great service. Or is it a financial one? I'm trying to save money or make money. So if you can map those business values to specific areas, you can create those questions and answer those questions in very concise ways. Now, once you've done that, one of the things that we'll do as part of our success planning with you is use this framework to say, okay, I want to focus on agility and quality of service because that's what my business needs. Then we can build stories and scenarios around those two specific benefit areas, come up with metrics that would measure those benefit areas and see if it worked. So, how do we do that? Well, what you want to do first is evaluate where you are before you get started. All right, take an honest look at what you're trying to do. Establish what that benchmark is, and you can do that through user surveys or quantitatively. Identify what the KPIs, what is it you're trying to measure? Put a number to it. See if you can put a number to it. See how those benefits are going to improve based on the desired outcomes, right, of those benefit areas we talked about. Build those success stories, right? So once you have people out successfully using Office 365 or EMS, capture those stories. A story has power. Words have power, particularly if it's one of your colleagues. I had a customer whose culture was very competitive, and one department went to Office 365 and specifically Skype for Business and knocked it out of the park in terms of a key business benefit they were trying to measure. They told that story through a newsletter, and the door started breaking down to the IT department saying, how can I get Skype for Business? Because we have scenarios, we want to be like them. And finally, measure that progress. You can do that quantitatively through the reports. You can also do that qualitatively through surveys and so forth. And these slides, by the way, are part of the success workshop exercises that we walk through with you. But this is kind of motherhood and apple pie stuff in terms of just being specific, the SMART acronym that you may have seen before, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. Make sure that the success criteria meets those if you really want to nail that and measure outcomes successfully. And I won't go through the details here because there's too much, but the first one basically says, if my success criteria is increased adoption, right? Increased adoption correlates to user adoption and the technology. I can use Office 365 reports to get there. There's various metrics I can look at. And then there might be an example goal that I want to look at. All right. So let's go back to Contoso and go back into the Wayback Machine. And let's assume that they successfully did all that. All right? So they came to the Fast Track Center. This is Contoso again. But this time, they brought the business stakeholders, the trainers, the early adopters, and they engaged all of those folks right out of the gate. All right? Still enabling SharePoint Online, Exchange Online, Skype for Business, that didn't change. The technology didn't change, right? What changed? The people, right? And the process. So they came to the Fast Track Center now, and now they're doing the technical onboarding with us and all of those adoption activities, all right? The supervisors were brought in also to manage expected resistance, did that early on. And the result, which I showed you before, all right? Within the first 90 days, launch occurs. Those users were engaged early, right? They saw some decent usage of the three services. But look what happens just a month later, right? Nearly half the organization, more than half the organization, is successful in using these capabilities. And within 4 or 5 months, nearly the entire organization is getting benefit and realizing organizational goals. So what happened? The business reasons were clearly understood by every employee in ways that made sense to them. They understood what's in it for them. Stakeholders were engaged to translate Office 365 capabilities, all the technical goodness, to what's in it for me, the business benefits. Each department was made aware of the capabilities that were being made available early. I cannot stress that enough. Do it early. You almost can't start early enough. And so that resistance was minimized along the way. And finally, adequate training was provided to ensure that all of the changes and all of those capabilities stuck. So, calls to action. Engage the Fast Track Center, of course, right? We'll help you build that success plan and execute it. How do you engage the Fast Track Center? Hold that question until the end. I'll answer that question. Bring the stakeholders and the change agents to the table. Make sure they're engaged. Embrace the factors for successful adoption. Make sure that you understand what success is going to look like. Understand the what's in it for me, manage resistance, and use the Fast Track Center portal resources, all those resources that we touched on. Make sure change doesn't just happen. When in your life has change just happened successfully? Typically doesn't happen. Don't rely solely on your technical team. They are wizards, they're geniuses, they're great at what they do. But don't rely upon them to drive business outcomes. Right? They're typically there to do a specific job around successful technical enablement, make sure the service is up and running successfully. Don't delay organizational change. We talked about that. And don't delay executing that success plan. I keep talking about don't delay. It's very important. All right. Here are some resources you can get to. The Adoption Guide, Fast Track Center, both for Office 365 and EMS. And so I'll answer the woman's question, how do you get involved or how do you get engaged with the Fast Track Center? You can come to the booth and we'll show you exactly how, but in a nutshell, when you go to fasttrack.microsoft.com and start a success plan, assuming you have a qualified set of licenses, 50 or more, 150 if you want migration services, once you create that success plan, then you can request assistance from Microsoft, at which point someone will contact you and start the process of doing all of this stuff. So we'll email you, coordinate a time when we can connect with your team, and then we're off to the races. Does that answer your question, ma'am? Yes, and right. Eric also said, from if you already have an Office 365 tenant and you go to the admin console, you can request help, and we'll go through that process as well. It executes the same flow. So in that vein, if you go to fasttrack.microsoft.com, you can also come to our booth and sign up for a raffle and win a Surface Pro 4, possibly. And we'll work with you to get started. All right, here are some other sessions, and boy, I'm good. I have 32 seconds left. If you want to, let me see if there's anything else. Make sure you join the tech community. All right, the tech community is great because all of your peers here probably have the same questions, and they can help you answer them. I'm on the tech community. I'm out there in the adoption space. So you can look me up, ask me a question. If you have other questions, I think I am done. So if you have other questions, you can either come up to the mic, or again, I think I'm right at time, so you can come up here, and thank you very much.